legacies. And this morning is going to be about life and legacies. So if we're live on the radio, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much, you know, for joining us. Really appreciate each and every one of you for your time. Thank you guys so much. God bless you all. Today, I'd like to submit to you that the cornerstone of our life is about legacies. The sum total of our life is about legacies. Man is not as important, or your endowment is not as important as the legacies you leave behind in life. Because at some point, life will ask you questions about what you've done to make other lives better. You know, it has to be said, your life is not as important if you don't leave legacies behind. And what are legacies? Legacies are like seeds that will continue to germinate. Legacies are precepts that will continue to form a fundamental part of impact in the lives of other people. Legacies are roads created that other people will continue to pass because you lived. And the truth about life is, some people are in the habit of blocking the way for others. It's a legacy too, but it's not a good legacy. Especially our leaders. They are in the habit of blocking the path or the road for others. Some people are in the habit of making life difficult for others. That's their legacy. Some people are in the habit of making life very cruel for others. That's their legacy. Some people are in the habit of bringing others down and hurting them for their own selfish interest. That's their legacy. They feel that if you do not pull others down, then you cannot rise. But they forget that it is by pulling others up that you can truly have rising in your life. Because the truth is, no man will live forever. No man will own this world forever. Nobody owns the world. And it's a very instructive thing I just said. Nobody owns the world. Some people are still delusional to think that they own the world as we speak. Some people, because they are in a certain position, think everything belongs to them. They think they own everything. They think they can do and undo. So they say, oh, I have power. I can get anything I want. As a boss in the workplace, they forcefully sleep with a girl because they say, oh, I'm the one that will sign up your promotion. And they think God is not seeing them. They think God does not know about it. They forcefully curry favors and they do things that are untoward because they are in a position of authority. Life becomes all about them. They feel they are the ones that own everything. They feel without them, nothing will happen. But life is deeper than that. So their own legacies are bad legacies. They're legacies of hurts, legacies of hate, legacies of destruction. They'll kill anybody, but they forget that they themselves cannot live forever. They forget that we are but in a fleeting world, and it's for but a passing phase. And that's their legacy. Those are the people that they become leaders of a country and they destroy the country because of their own corrupt tendency. Because their legacy is about making money that they forget that they will never take away with them to heaven. Sorry, I've not had a very good sleep. I woke up very early and I've been working since then. I have a lot of work to do this morning. So they feel, because of that, that everything is about them. So they leave bad legacies. Their legacies are to destroy others. Make life living hell for others. Their opponents, because they have the power of the law, they jail, they hurt them. They ensure that they attack and beat their opponents down. They browbeat their opponents. They assume a position of, nobody can ask me, it's my time, I'll do anything I want to do. But they forget that it can never be your time forever. That's one reality they forget. It's your time for some time, but it can never be your time forever. And what you do when is your time for some time, that's what will determine how you can lift or make a generation better. It can never be your time forever. At some point, you have to leave the stage. No matter how good a dancer is, at some point, there will be a time where the music will be over. But what did the dancer do? Did he encourage others too to dance? Did he tell the downtrodden people in society that I believe in them? Did he make those that never felt anything great about themselves feel good about themselves? Or did he tell others that he's the best ever and he brought others down? So, what legacy did the dancer leave? Did the dancer decide to slap every people on stage and say, I'm the one that is dancing now, so others can go and die? Or the dancer decided to say, you know what, you too can dance. I want you to be able to dance. A great man leaves good legacies of encouragement and upliftment of others to the top. If your legacies are not building kings like you, don't think you'll be a king that will live forever. Because the best place you can live is in the hearts of people. Do people genuinely love you, or they love you because you pay them to love you? What have you done? What did you do? What's your life about? What do you stand for? Do you stand for assurances of greatness? For a better life for people? Or you stand for pulling people down? There are some people, that's their legacy. There are some men, their legacy is, oh, I've slept with all my wife's friends. And you think it's a good thing. And when your wife talks, you tell her that, oh, I'm the breadwinner of the house, so you can't do anything. And truly, maybe she might not be able to leave you because she loves you. And you're happy within yourself. So your legacy for you is that you have cheated your fellow human being. The woman you swore for better, for worse to. You cheated her. You forget you can't live forever. You cannot live forever. The earlier you remember this, the better you start working in tandem for legacy. And we're not going to be too long today, so you can call us on the phone lines. 0818-099-1991. 0818-099-1991. Secondly, because we have a bumper package for you, I have a couple of interviews about what's happening in Senegal. And that's why, you know, we're calling on the Senegalese president to hold elections in this country. Don't destabilize this country. Don't let his legacy be of that tried to ruin his country. So I have an exclusive interview with you, a professor in Senegal, other great interviews. Also, how to save a naira. I have another great insight for you as regards that. You know, through exports. I brought an export expert. If you can play this week or probably next week, I'll tell Dozie to put it on for you. I thank you all for those that help donate, you know, to a cause. We, like I said, the legacy and the impact of this show will be reaching out to people. I had a doctor that reached out to me that needed 4.5 million naira for a brain tumor surgery for his relative. And we did it by the grace of God. We, people like you, we all did it together. I don't like saying how much of my money went into things, but a lot of my resource too went into things. But the good thing is we've raised that money and we've all done it. The doctor and his relative are having the surgery soon. And constantly I pray for healing, you know, for them permanently. And some other ones we've done, you know, there's another person that sent a request, if we can meet it, of a child that has a heart condition, a baby, Indian family. I think they need about 15 million naira. We'll see the best we can do. You know, I've posted it on my page. If you go and check a couple of my Facebook pages, you'll see it there. And we'll be able to help those people. That's the legacy. I mean, I've been doing this for over 10 years. If you listen to my shows on the other radio stations, we've been helping people like this. Anyway, we verify them because, you know, people to have a legacy of trying to take advantage of your goodness and your good hearts. So it's also a very tough one. So, you know, helping people too from experience and from the kind of work I do, a lot of charity I do, it's not also easy. Because people too, when they see you have a good heart, they have a way of taking advantage and they lie, they manipulate because they want money for all sorts of reasons. And I look at them and I say, it's on you anyway. So we'll keep helping the best we can, the best we can do. And we'll keep healing lives. As I was saying, legacies matter a great deal. So what are the legacies are you going to be leaving behind? Is it a legacy of destruction, a pain, or a legacy of helping and uplifting others? I'll ask you, why is it so difficult for you to be somebody that lifts others up? Why is it so difficult for you to be able to do good? I know there are good people and there are bad people created, but why is it so difficult for you to be able to do good? Why is it so difficult for you to be able to be a beacon of hope and inspiration for people that are ailing around the world? Why is it difficult? Why is it difficult? Why is it that rather than uplift people, you want to bite them? Why is it that rather than make life better for people? And the number to call once again, 0818-099-1991. Rather than uplift people, you want to show off that you're the one that have the most money. There's no how rich you think you are. Somebody will be better than you. I knew this since I was a child. Wherever how great you think you are, you're always in the middle. Somebody has done whatever you want to do and they will surpass you. So why can't you leave legacies of creating goodwill for people and helping them? Having an investment that helps people. Think of other people too, how they can be uplifted. Not just thinking about yourself alone. You have stolen so much money. What else do you want to do with that money? You can't take all the things. You see, all the money you have as you speak, there are some of you know, Even if you have to live next 100 years, already you can't live 100 years because you're way above your 50s or 60s. Even if you live the next 100 years, you know that that money you've stolen, you cannot finish it in your lifetime. But you keep doing all sorts, leaving bad legacies. Why can't you be good? Why can't you turn a new leaf? Why can't you just live and let live? Why can't your life be a source of hope and inspiration for people? Why is it about wickedness? Why is it that it's about your selfish interest? Why can't you tell some of your selfish desires, let go? Must life